Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, good Friday afternoon to you. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob, Dima, and Kelly. We're glad you're with us to end your week. Opening segment of our show, as it is every day, is sponsored by our good buddies at Movie Star Restaurant here at Oak Grove. 25 years plus, they've been serving up the best food in the Pine Belt. They're open 6 days a week, got a great buffet. 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday. They're open Friday night from 5 to 8. Great time to eat at Movie Star. And then, of course, they have their famous Sunday buffet. That's 11 to 2, where everybody enjoys going to church and then having a wonderful meal at Movie Star Restaurant. We're grateful to them for all of their support. All right, Christy Meeks is the one of the newest coaches in Sunbelt women's basketball.
Softball.
She's got a great local flavor here, and we'll be talking to her later. But right now we want to bring in a former Southern Miss great, Eric Booth Sr., running back for the Golden Eagles in the mid to late 1990s for Jeff Bauer, and a great one he was, running back and kick returning specialist and the father of Eric Booth Jr. And Coach Booth, thanks for coming back on the show. It's always good to have a Golden Eagle former player with us.
Glad for y'all to reach out to me about the show.
Great years that you were there. Before we get on to other matters, talk a little bit about your time at Southern Miss. That was a great era, the Jeff Bauer era, and a time when we were all very, very proud of Southern Miss football.
What a great year. I enjoyed my 4 year down at Southern Miss. Everything was great. I enjoyed everything about it, I enjoyed Coach Bauer and everything. So it was a great 4 years, though. I finished my degree down there in 4 years and everything. So after I finished my degree at Southern Miss, it was a great 4 years.
I bet you learned a lot of things from Jeff Bauer that you take into your career today. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir. I learned a lot from Coach Bauer, and everything he did, everything he tried to help out with and everything.
Actually, he's coaching now, Eric Booth Sr. on the staff of at Columbia High School. Chip Bilderback, the head coach down there at Columbia, where they've had some really good teams and continue to have good teams down there. What's the biggest difference, Coach Booth, between being a player and being a coach?
It ain't too much different, though. It's just you got to get the kids to do what you coach them to do. But it's about the same, there's no problem. You see yourself out there coaching kids, and you look back over the years, and some of the same kids were doing the same stuff that you were doing when you were playing football. So it's too much different, just having fun and being around the kids. This is my number 25 years I've been in the school system doing football.
Hmm. And how are kids different today, if at all, than they were when you first started 25 years ago?
Well, kids now today is they have so much stuff they can go on the internet and look at. Back then we didn't have all that type of network to go to and look at. Now kids is able to network and just find out everything about another team before we even play against each other. Because they got Hover and they got Dragonfly, and kids just go around and we gotta play this thing. We play in Powerville the next week. They'll let you know everything they do or not. It'll take for you before you get to practice.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Coach. Football players of your era tougher than football players today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And in what ways, Coach? Yes.
Back then, everything goes. Right now, you can't hit the quarterback. You can't do this. Back then, we played. We did it all, We can hit the quarterback, and you won't get a 15-yard penalty. But now you hit the quarterback, cross the face, you get a penalty, all that. So our guys are tough because know, back then we did tour days. Now you can't do tour days because it's so hot outside.
We were talking about that. We were talking about that earlier this week. Now, Coach, I bet you remember this. This is what I was telling Kelly. I remember, now this was a long, long time ago. You had two-a-day football practice, generally at 8 and 3. Didn't matter if it was 110 or 10. You were going to practice twice a day if you were going to be on the team in preseason. You might get sick to your stomach because it was so hot. The coach would give you some water, tell you to take a couple of salt tablets, take 5 minutes and get your you-know-what back in, on the field. I'm going to guess you experienced the same thing. And if you did, what is it like now to be told you can't practice a kid twice a day because it might be detrimental to their health?
I think if our kids go back to the old when we were playing football, doing two days, twice a day, half of them wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
They couldn't play for the coach because they were so strict on it. They were so hard on us. But now you practice now, and you got, just say for instance, you got 15 periods. And I know 15 periods, you got to have at least seven water breaks in between practice. Back then, we didn't have a water break every 5 minutes. You know? So that's the main thing about it. It's so hot now. No kids, just, you can't tell a kid he can't drink water. So, like, we got to have them 15 periods. Out of 15 periods, 7 will be water breaks.
So what you're telling me is there was never a time Jeff Bauer came over and said, Eric, you look a little hot to me. Would you like some water, son, and would you like to take it easy the rest of the day? Did that ever happen to you?
No, that didn't happen. No, we had trainers out there, so they have a trainer at East Station, so you better get you some water break. After you run that play, come back to the huddle, but get you a little some water and be ready to go.
Eric Booth Sr. is with us on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. His son, Eric Booth Jr., was just taken in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft by the Baltimore Orioles. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But as we continue to talk with you, Coach, you talked about how tough it was back in those days. I heard somebody at one time say that the biggest mistake that ever took place in Southern Miss athletics, and it was certainly a topic of discussion, and several different people had several different answers, but he said the biggest mistake, in his opinion, was ever, for whatever reason, letting Jeff Bauer get away on the football program. What say you to that?
I heard the same thing. The biggest problem was that they let Jeff Bauer go because we weren't going to never win, play no big SEC big teams. And the only thing we could play was in the Conference USA back then. So we're going to play in the Conference USA every year with Jeff Bauer there. And like we could have played in the SEC or the other different kind of bowl, but we know that we're going to play in the Conference USA, and we know most likely we'll win the Conference USA. So I don't know why. I think they should have kept him down there, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, that is, I guess, a business decision that will be debated, you know, for a long time. So now you've, along with another former Southern Miss great, albeit in basketball, Derek Hamilton, his son Kyle Hamilton, drafted by the Baltimore Ravens. He's having a great career. Your son Eric Bruce Jr., a first-round pick of the Baltimore Orioles, in the first round where he played high school baseball at Oak Grove, right up the road here. Coach, what discussions did you have with your son about the business aspect of sports prior to the draft?
We just, as a fan, we just talked about everything, the in and out, how it could be. And so he just stayed programmed and did what he had to do to get to make the right decision every day on what he did.
How soon before the draft did you guys kind of know generally what was coming?
We didn't know. We know he's going to get drafted, and we know, like, for the last 3 or 4 months, that it hadn't ranked in the top 10 out of the last 3 or 4 months. He always stayed in the top 10. So I told my wife that he probably going to finish in the top 10. We just don't know which team going to pick him up. But he stayed between 10, 7, 8, and 5 and 4 the whole time at the draft that we were going through. So we were just sitting back waiting for the right team to call him and to make sure he made the right decision.
But it's not football, Coach. It's baseball. That bother you at all that it wasn't that he didn't choose football?
No, because he played football with like 6th grade, you know, in football. And then after he got older, you know, when he got to start playing football, Kobe hit, and they could say he was playing baseball and he got football. So he just said, okay, then. And he kept on coming to the football games, and he just focused on baseball. But he played baseball. He played basketball in high school. And he decided his tenth grade year that he wasn't going back out for basketball, because every year they make the playoff and he missed the first four or five games of baseball season. And he just said he wanted to focus on baseball. And a lot of people had to ask me how I feel about it. And I said, I didn't say that's his decision. So I went with his decision that he wanted to make, and he did great by playing baseball.
Well, you and Mama have to be really proud. I mean, what he's accomplished is rare air, Coach. So I know you must be a proud daddy.
Yeah, we're proud of what he did, and his, you know, all the Trevor baseball we did in the summertime. Then he come to the high school circuit, and we go to the ball game, and he may get one swing at bat, and the next time they may walk the next four or five times. So we got a couple of that. Then his senior year, I want to say he had like 6 home runs. And I want to say he had like 4 to 5 walks his senior year.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, Coach, congratulations to you, to your son, to your whole family. We're very happy for all of you, and we really appreciate you taking the time to share this with us today.
All right. Thank y'all. Have a blessed day.
Coach Eric Booth, Sr., everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues right after the break.
I thank you.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This segment of the show is sponsored by Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. That's where you'll find Matt Warren and all those great guys. A little further up the road on Hardy Street, you'll find Eagle Tire. Same family since 1985. Local folks, great Southern Miss supporters. Eagle Tire, Eagle Tire West. So proud to have them part of our program. As we are MCS Home Center, and we really thank a lot of that family as well. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, for your home, your lawn, or your garden. They've got it at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. It's beautiful. Local folks eager to help you. They're at 7329 Highway 98 West. All right. I want to thank Eric Booth for coming on. Great player back in the Jeff Bauer era. And his son, you say the highest, which is, this is pretty dadgum high. I mean, the highest draft pick ever in baseball out of Oak Grove High School, which in past years has been very good. Is it fair to say maybe a little bit of a decline in the program the last couple of years?
Yeah, comparatively speaking, yeah. Their last state championship was 2014. But when you look at, you know, Taylor Braley from Southern Miss was drafted, Kirk McCarty from Oak Grove was drafted. Those are just to name a few. But the fact, too, that your dad was a football player, I think that kind of surprises people, that lots of times they don't choose to. And look at the Derek Hamilton example that we were talking. Derek Hamilton was a basketball player at Southern Miss.
And his son is one fine NFL safety.
Yeah, a football player. Yeah. So there you go, from basketball to football. So I guess athleticism is athleticism. But the fact that that Booth Sr. was the highest draft pick ever out of Oak Grove High School. Now, Donnie Bridges years ago was drafted by the old Montreal Expos, I think. But I don't think, I think he was a compensatory pick at the end of the first round. So of all those great players that came at Oak Grove, he was the highest one, and the Orioles jumped on him
seventh
in the first round.
And David, this is higher than the Parker kid was drafted?
Yes, off the top of my head. I believe he was ninth off the top of my head. And yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I saw both players play, you know, and EJ was just so fast. I mean, when you would when he would get a single or a walk, because hardly anybody pitched to him, but when he would get on first base, you almost just assumed he'd be on second base the next pitch. I mean, anytime he'd steal the second base, nobody had a chance to throw him out, and then he could do it again at third base.
And I understand why people would want to walk him, but based on what Dima just said,
I'd want him off the base.
At least pitch to him. He might pop it up.
Yeah. Right. What position did he play?
Outfield.
Outfielder, yeah. So, I mean, if you know he's going to be on third base in two pitches, that's like a triple you're giving up. So take the chances and let him hit the ball.
Was that his secret, Dima, his speed?
Well, I mean, he's just a five-tool player. He's big. He can hit the ball.
Left-handed hitter.
Yeah, left-handed hitter. Can hit the ball far. He's really good in the outfield, but also can slap some singles and doubles backside. I mean, he's just an all-around five-tool big guy who looks the part of a Major League Baseball player.
And the fact that he had committed to Vanderbilt. Now, look, Vanderbilt, their recruiting pool is a lot more shallow.
Right.
Because it's a private school, and the academic standards that's expected at Vanderbilt, it's almost inhuman. So the facts. So what does that tell you about that kid? I mean, not only is he an athlete, but he's a
very, very nice man.
Yeah,
you know,
a smart kid. But it became apparent very early on that he was not going to go to Vanderbilt.
He's a very wealthy young man, too.
Well, yeah. Uncle Sam probably isn't finished with him yet.
No, but even after Uncle Sam gets through with him, he's going to have Chick-fil-A money.
Yeah.
Warren so famously told
Matt Walner.
Walner, yeah, Matt Walner.
Yeah. So good for him, you know, that the Orioles – and the Orioles have always been – the Orioles have really liked players from South Mississippi. Going back, I think Pat Rapp, who was a pitcher for Southern Miss back in the day, I think he was taken by
– best-looking uniforms in Major League Baseball. Love the Orioles uniforms.
Well, I grew up when Boog Powell and Brooks Robinson and Mark Belanger and all those guys, Jim Palmer – Mike Cuellar pitching for the Orioles. So that's another guy we want to cheer for, along with the Purvis kids that the Parker twins have.
It is remarkable what athletes come out of the state. Per capita, I would put Mississippi up against virtually any state in the union.
I think I saw something on social media a couple of days ago that per capita, Mississippi does produce the most professional male athletes.
Yeah, Rick Cleveland wrote an article on that. So,
not just football. You'd think football, but when you think of a lot of the baseball, I mean, Austin Riley with the Braves is up there now, and of course.
Well, I'm gonna make an argument for this. Now, you can debate these things, obviously. I would say the greatest punter in history came out of Mississippi, Ray Guy.
Out of Southern Miss.
Southern Miss. Because he's Mississippi connected.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Greatest wide receiver in pro football history from Mississippi. Greatest running back.
Jerry Rice.
From Mississippi.
Walter Payton.
And arguably one of the three best probably quarterbacks that ever played from Mississippi. That's pretty impressive.
I agree with you. And, man, those guys weren't just good.
They were fantastic.
Just it's something to be proud of
in this state. Yes. And, you know, I remember many, many years when I was living in Greenville, it was not uncommon at all to see Jerry Rice in Greenville. Greenville's a small community. His mother lived there. And he and his wife would fly in pretty frequently to visit and check on his mom. And I can remember seeing Jerry Rice at the Greenville Mall and, of course, mobbed by kids with a big smile on his face and going to sign every single kid, you know, shirt or whatever they were presenting him. So a lot of these guys are not only great athletes, they were great human beings as well, I think it's fair to say.
And I think that's why a lot of them like to return to Mississippi, is there's just a decency. There's very little pretense. They're just one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And when they certainly have the money to live in anywhere they want to live, they choose to come right back here.
Brian Dozier's wife told me that one time several years ago about Brian Dozier. She said, when we're in Minnesota, he's Brian, the Minnesota twin. People come up to us when we're trying to eat out. People always want to talk to Brian. When Brian comes home, nobody pays him any attention. He's just Brian. And that's when he's his happiest. I think there's a lot of truth to that.
I think that's why a lot of, like when Johnny Carson, the great comedian talk show host back in the day, when he retired, he said, no, I'm going to the house, leave me alone.
Regal Napier, a friend of mine and yours,
right,
is like that. Once he got out of the public eye, was the sports director for years at Channel 7 and then the SI at Southern Miss. Regal lives a very quiet and private life, and that's the way he likes it. That's what Brian Dozier likes. I mean, that's what I think. That's why a lot of people, a lot of these athletes, come back here is for the privacy.
And it's home. It's home. Of course, I used to love talking to Regal Napier, but I was always very guarded because if I said anything that was grammatically
he's listening, you know,
if I said anything grammatically incorrect,
you'd know about it.
Or should I say grammatically, which is right?
I don't know. I don't want to get sideways with Regal. I had too many of them lectures in my lifetime.
My favorite Regal Napierism is when people, sportscasters, will use the term one of the best. Mm-hmm. And Regal would say, there's no such thing as one of the best. Mm-hmm. There's one of the better.
Yeah.
But best is an exclusive
word. Yeah, he got on me one night. I was reading a news story. I was doing the news. He was doing sports. And I said the building was totally destroyed by fire. I could see him staring at me, so I knew what was coming. As soon as we went to the break, he goes, Bob, totally destroyed by fire. If something is destroyed, do you think that it was totally damaged?
Half destroyed?
Okay. Yeah. We'd love to have you on the show, Regal. I've invited you 1,000 times.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
No, I'll get a phone call here in the next day or so now. I can pretty much assure you that. Thank you for that, Kelly.
Well, a little bit
always want to hear from Regal.
A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking with Christy Meeks, who's the former softball coach at Pearl River Community College. The Lady Wildcats, or Wildcats, just won a natty, a national championship, and she... right afterwards secured the associate head coaching position at South Alabama. So now she goes from having a connection with Southern Miss in that way, where some of her players are being recruited by Southern Miss.
She's going to have a connection, all right.
Now she'll be coaching. She's going to the dark side.
Well, I will say about softball, you know, Natalie Poole and what they were able to do last year, right? And that team was young. What they were able to do last year with that young team, I'm really excited to see what softball has for us in the spring, because they're going to return a lot of those players back, and they had a great year last year.
I think it's the best year they've had since she's been here.
Certainly was. Question. I mean, they picked up how many sweeps, you know,
Now, Dima, how long is left in the break in this segment?
40 seconds.
Well, Dima, I just want to check on you. You look a little weary-eyed today. Are you getting any sleep, son?
Not much.
I knew something was up here.
Oh, poor Esther is just, you know, she's fighting. She's a fighter.
That's what's wrong. I could see that when you walked in the room. Dima's looking a little sleepy, shall we say.
Yeah, well.
I think like Monday night we got maybe 3 hours of sleep. Tuesday, maybe three. Wednesday, maybe four.
And then you get to be around us. That must really be thrilling, right? Well, when you're tired.
My blood sugar kind of goes up when I'm around y'all.
Well, the late comedian Robin Williams said, children are God's way of telling you you've slept too much already.
Yes, and let me tell you, Dima, when they're crying and pooping, everything's good, man. That means they're healthy.
That's the thing. Is I look at her and I'm like, you're so cute, so how can I be frustrated?
Exactly right. We'll be right back, everybody.
To the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment sponsored by DBAD up on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds manages that great facility. Beautiful state-of-the-art facility for baseball, softball training. I bet our next guest probably knows about DBAD. They're on Hardy Street, got a great pro shop, wonderful instructors. Adults of any sport are welcome at DBAD. They've got a program to make you the best that you can be, and we certainly appreciate all that DBAD does for the show. As we do, Forest Healthcare, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you are the most important player always. Be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. If you run into issues, Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Hey, glad to have Coach Chrissy Meeks on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. She has been the softball coach at Pearl River Community College, which we do a lot with Pearl River here at Super Talk, as you know. And she's gotten a great promotion, although she's moved to the dark side. She will be the new associate head softball coach at the University of South Alabama.
Is that your Darth Vader voice?
That is, would be my Darth Vader voice. Coach, congratulations. That's a great move for you. And as you know, there's just immense love between Southern Miss and South Al.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Actually, Pearl River won the national championship,
yes,
too.
Yes,
so
it's a great job there. And this is a wonderful step up, I think it's fair to say. And I know you must be excited. You told us you and your family are from Mobile, so the opportunity to go back home, coach at that great university, has to be very exciting for you.
Yeah, we are very excited to be able to get closer to my dad, my sister, you know, Mimi and Papa, Eric's mom and dad. And so it's been an unbelievable experience and definitely a God thing.
How did it all fall into place, Coach Meeks?
You know, honestly, I wasn't looking to leave at all. And it was just a phone call. And, you know, when it's home, you listen to those phone calls for sure. And what a great opportunity to be able to move back home and be around them and around our family. Just really grateful for Coach Clark to give me a call on that behalf.
A lot of coaches have said that you could be, and I want to ask you about this, people will say you can be the greatest junior college coach in the country, but unless you've been on a staff at a Division I school, it's tougher to become a head coach at the D1 level. Do you subscribe to that theory?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, any level is going to have their hard things and their easier things, right? Like, and what an opportunity that God has given me to be able to learn from the best. I mean, she's been in the Division I for a lot of years, and Coach Clark has, and just to be able to learn from her and gain that knowledge, I definitely believe that's something that is huge.
Is your goal, Coach, to coach as a head coach in D1?
I'm going to be honest with you. My goal is to follow God's plan. And, you know, that's it. I never once believed that I would be coaching in the JUCO world. My goal was to just be a high school coach. And he has completely made that path for me. So this is his plan, and that's my goal, is just to follow him and be a light wherever I can go.
Dean Coach Meeks and that staff will be facing what may be the best Southern Miss softball team we've seen in a long time coming up this year.
Yeah, as we mentioned on the previous segment, I mean, they've got a lot returning. You know, the overall product in Sun Belt softball seems to be getting better, Coach Meeks. I mean, what is some of the steps that, you know, you guys have to take to keep increasing the level of that product?
Well, I think every year the game grows, right? So continuously growing with the game and learning those moves and how these athletes are getting stronger, better, faster, all of those things. So I think that's a big part of it, is to continuously grow with the game as it gets faster. But the Sun Belt, from what I've heard and what I've seen myself, the Sun Belt's a phenomenal conference to be a part of. They're competitive. You know, they're some of the top Division I programs in the nation. So what a great opportunity to compete in that level.
Now, you're going to be working with the pitchers at South Al, but you've been the head coach at Pearl River. What sort of adjustments, or how will you acclimate to being an assistant coach rather than to being the person that calls the ultimate shots?
You know, I think what's really cool is you get a different perspective when you're a head coach, and how to be a person that's genuinely and a head coach needs, you know, like you get that perspective out of stuff. So for me, you know, I'm not always the person that has to be in the spotlight. I think it's all about these girls. And I think that being able to learn under Coach Clark, and listening to what she has to say, and then, you know, also taking what I know and bringing it to our pitching staff along with, you know, Coach Hannah and Coach Clark, I think is going to be a cool opportunity just to collaborate with other coaches that love the game.
Unlike any other sport, I think the ascension of sports like softball, when you saw the College World Series and Oklahoma ultimately win it, and some success of some Mississippi teams, and you see now on ESPN, I think last night, they even had softball World Series, so to speak, with the 11 and 12 year olds and so on. The amount of television exposure that girls / women sports are getting, I don't think it's ever been higher. What does that mean to the college game, Coach Meeks?
You know, I think it's really amazing. I think it's amazing to give these young women athletes something to strive for. You know, I mean, they're extremely athletic, and these girls put in a lot of hard work, effort, drive. So to be able to see that that's something that's going to be respected, I mean, being a woman is definitely a tough thing, especially when you're playing sports. And so to watch these women go through life and fight hard, have their degree, you know, be able to play a sport that God's given them a talent for, and then also have a different level to go to, I think it's a really cool thing. I think that that's something that needs to happen to empower them.
And the fact that you were at Pearl River, you know all about Southern Miss, you know about Louisiana Monroe, some of the schools around our area, it seems to me, from a recruiting standpoint, if nothing else, it was a natural fit for you to go to South Al.
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. It's been a lot of fun and learning and watching, definitely watching these girls grow and just being able to continue connections and keep up with the girls that we have recruited.
And you actually have some of your players currently on a Southern Miss roster, you know, that have come from Pearl River. So there's that connection as well. This ought to be fun going into next year.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely excited to watch any girl who comes through Pearl River succeed, and anybody that's able to play this sport, you know, that's the biggest part, to see them succeed.
Well, Coach, congratulations to you. We wish you nothing but the best of luck, except for 3 games every year, I guess.
I hear y'all. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Coach Christy Meeks, everybody. Great, great move for that young woman.
And it's not often that anybody leaves Pearl River. I mean, that's people go, man, these junior college coaches, they get these jobs and they never leave. But the fact that she had won a national championship and then this opportunity comes along at South Alabama, I know she's very strong in her faith, and she's got that open line of communication. And things people call it coincidences, and I'm not sure that I buy that lots of times. I think that there are some things that are supposed to happen in a certain sequence, and I think that that has happened with her.
When we come back, I want to get your guys' thoughts on Pete Golding, new head coach at Ole Miss, gave his thoughts on the Lane Kiffin saga at SEC Media Days this week in Tampa. He said this on Wednesday, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on the other side of this break. We have about a minute left, though, so we have any sponsorship ads we need to read?
Well, we've always got those. And, of course, we want to thank all of our wonderful friends over at Genesis of Hattiesburg, Kevin Mullins, and those great guys. Mr. Grubbs does so much for Southern Miss Athletics, and we hope you'll keep that in mind. They're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and they have beautiful sedans and SUVs. Mississippi's exclusive dealership for Genesis is on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. One of mine and Kelly's favorite spots is Mo Baby Day Company, 2902 Hardy Street. We love those beignets made to order. I bet old Bull had had a few. He had told us earlier this week he had had a few when he was on the show.
He is a quote-unquote bigger target.
Yes, I would think so. What did he say earlier this week when he stunk? Anyway, Mo Baby Day Company down on Hardy Street. And I want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We know thousands of you find the show that way every day, and we're very, very grateful to you for that. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play it. And while we're on podcasts.
Sometimes.
While we're on podcasts, I'll be releasing one Thursday. I think the greatest football player to ever wear the black and gold. The Perfect 10 is on Legends this week. Reggie Collier. going to be really surprised what he says about his pro career, which did not go nearly as well, obviously, as his college career. Reggie will tell you who he thinks was to blame for that. And he'll also talk about being the first black quarterback to ever start a game for Tom Landry and the relationship that he had with the Dallas Cowboys. That's releasing
And that's
Thursday.
Available now, right, today?
Yes, that's available on Spotify, YouTube,
yep.
and Apple.
Yep.
Legends. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Look, if you got some gold or silver laying around your house this weekend, maybe some jewelry you'd like to get some cash for, take it down to Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West, Marty Bickle. Evaluate it for you. I think he'll even evaluate it to a degree online. You need to check on that at their Jewel Masters website. But what great people. Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West, where you go with all your gold and silver. And if you're looking for a great place to eat this weekend, I would suggest our wonderful friends down at Dickie's Barbecue. Food's always fresh, delicious, and I think the best barbecue around, Kelly Santa.
And again, I keep talking about the side dishes, but that's not only is the brisket and everything really good, but you just get choices there that you're not going to get a lot of other places.
Their mac and cheese is really good.
Their mac and cheese is really good, and they have this mashed potato casserole. Oh man, come on.
Of course, the cream spinach has always been my favorite.
Give me some of that casserole, some fried okra, some brisket. Man, I can dive into Dickie's.
And you know, we sit here, you guys. It's late July, and we're thinking, gosh, you know, the school. I think the first day of classes officially for the students at Southern Miss is the 24th of August. But we've got our Sun Belt preview coming up, and again, with the first day of school being the 24th of August, you know, the soccer team starts playing. Like the 4th, I think, of August. I mean, they're going to be rocking and rolling here in the next couple of weeks. So the academic year is upon us.
Oh. Whoa.
What could that be? A mystical visitor from the East, Kelly?
The soothsayer all-seeing.
Something we don't know about.
All-seeing.
Is it possible he could return and predict the football season?
Ooh.
I was waiting for your favorite part.
There we go. It's coming up. Hang on.
Yeah, there she is.
There we go. I always feel better when I've heard her. Yeah. How about that? Is it possible Kelnack could maybe predict the football? Could you predict the possibility of Kelnack predicting the football season?
I think there's probably a really good chance. And you know when Kelnack is coming because you can smell stump about
hump.
Hump, that's right. Not stump.
Don't insult
not
the
Jim
animal.
Taylor.
I want to hear what Pete Golding had to say.
Yeah, better than Kelnack. But Kelnack could be on the horizon.
So Pete Golding revealed his pitch to keep Trinidad Chambliss and Kawan Lacey out of the transfer portal when Lane Kiffin went to Ole Miss, to LSU. And this is what he said. He said, quote, "I said, Google Lane Kiffin, the dude they would have had built a statue of here 3 days ago. Google his name right now. They wouldn't piss on him if he's on fire."
Wow.
And so they're going to do the same thing to y'all, too, if you do that.
Wow. You know,
that was his former boss, by the way.
I'm not an Ole Miss fan, but I'd almost like to be in Oxford when LSU comes to town later this year. And I think that's going to be a night game. I think I'm right about this. It is in Oxford.
Yep.
You talk about a reception. Is Lane Kiffin going to get the all-time reception?
It's going to be funny when LSU goes in there and wins.
If you go on any of the ticket places now, that you can go online,
it's bound to be sold out.
No, but, well, you can always get a ticket. In the words of Ted DiBiase, everybody's got a price for the $1 million man. But, but I mean, I think tickets are going, the cheapest ones are going for like $1,000 already.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be something.
And Dima's got a point. LSU's talented enough to go there and win that game.
Yeah.
It could get ugly.
I mean, we don't know how good Ole Miss is going to be.
No, really. It could get ugly.
Yeah.
It's no, but I mean, if you're Golding, I've never coached a college football game.
If he goes 1-11 and beats Lane Kiffin, I think that'd be a successful season. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it is his former boss.
Right.
And do you really say something like that about
it?
What would be the point of saying that, Dima?
I don't know. He said it, not me, though.
It's not going to be a problem of selling tickets if that's, you know, trying to stir things up a little bit.
It's college football here, guys, we're talking about. Right? We don't need grown men at each other's throats over it, I wouldn't think. But then again, we saw them grown men at each other's throats over softball in Jones County this past weekend, right?
Yeah, and salute and shout out to Laurel. I think they're hosting the 8-year-old Dixie baseball.
Well, parents of that age group, they're very calm and
collected.
Right, Kelly?
No, I'm talking 8-year-olds. Did you hear what
I've always heard? I've heard in today's world, the younger the age group, the worse the parents. Is that true?
They just can't control themselves.
They're 8. They're babies.
Yeah, but they're going to play for the Yankees, Bob. Don't you understand that?
But not for a few years. Let them be 8-year-olds, right?
No, I really worry about the future of youth sports.
Now, Dima. When your daughter grows up and starts playing sports, you be one of those calm, nice parents.
When she hits a home run, I say, you haven't achieved anything, baby.
Oh, sure.
You should have hit one the first time.
Yeah,
you
came why up was to that not? Yeah.
And if she doesn't get enough.
Why did you strike out the last at bat?
And if she doesn't get enough playing time, Dima will go to the coach and go, you know what my last name is, right? You know?
You know, I work on the Eagle Eye.
I am a Mixon.
Do
right?
you want me to talk about?
Yeah, you're talking about those ticket prices. I mean, that's really nothing. I mean,
oh, good. I'm glad he's finally punching back a little.
He's
bit
owning it.
That.
He's owning the he's fact.
There you go, Dima. Punch him one more time.
Born with a silver spoon.
Punch
in his
him
mouth.
One more time. Punch him one more time, Dima.
Well, I'll just turn off his mic.
There we go. That's probably the best way to handle Kelly.
So you've created a monster. By giving him access to the buttons.
He's alive. He's alive. Southern Miss
to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.